edition of Singles Only. My name is Paul Farvar, and we have a special co-host, voice of reason, Patty Vasquez, with us.
Thank you for thinking that I'm reasonable, but...
Well, we need someone that's not... We need someone that's in a relationship to make sure that we don't get, you know, off the train, you know?
Well, thank you for having me back.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. For being here.
Of course.
And we have a very special single guest with us, Rebecca Halpern.
Hello.
Rebecca is here from L.A. She's kind of a big deal producer out there. Is that right?
I don't know if I'm a big deal, but size six.
Okay.
Now.
Well, that's fine. We were.
You are smaller than a size six. Let's not get into that territory.
So first things first, Rebecca, you are single?
I am.
Okay. And so when was the last time you were not single, I guess?
Well, that depends on how you classify it. It seems like dating in L.A. is completely different than dating in Chicago.
Oh, really?
I just moved to L.A. 2.5 years ago.
Okay. And you were in Chicago before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I've actually been married, so, and I met my ex-husband on J-Date back in the day when it was still, like, being beta tested, so.
You were, like, the first couple?
Oh, I mean, we were on Times, like, a billboard on Times Square.
I was
going
to say.
No, not really. But
look how well it worked out.
Our wedding wasn't a magazine, actually, and when we got divorced, I remember I called the editor of the magazine, and I was like, you know, you might want to take our story off the web. We did not live happily ever after, and she's like, well, that's the beauty of the internet. It lives forever, and I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, I just couldn't. So every time I go out with somebody, they're like, you know, your wedding's on the web. Your wedding's on the web. And it's just...
Is it a painful reminder?
No, it's fine. I mean, it was a really pretty party. So if it inspires other people, then
sure.
Great. But
she didn't even twitch when she said that. Yeah. So I believe you.
So if you have a good party, yes. It's like... But if they're trying to promote weddings, wouldn't they, you would think that they don't want that on their...
Well, it's not like anybody else knows that we got divorced necessarily.
That's
so it's
true.
Not like they stabbed
like
a
red wedding.
Sticker over the top of it that says divorced, you know?
Didn't work out.
Right, didn't work out.
Does that prevent you? Does that make you feel a little hesitant to use other dating sites or apps?
So back when we were on J-Date, it was like actually fun to get emails from people. When you actually matched with someone, you would communicate, which is a novel concept because these days it seems like on Tinder or J-Swipe or any of those swiping sites that you just match a million times and then nobody ever reaches out to anybody. That's why I like Bumble.
Pen pals.
Pen pals, exactly.
That's what they say. I like having pen pals on those things. You like Bumble, why?
I like Bumble because, you know, you match with someone. So I'm not one of those people who swipes right willy-nilly. Like, I will be actually somewhat picky-choosy.
You research,
choosy.
You do
yeah,
background study. Checks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So when I match with someone, it's because I'm actually interested. So then when I reach out, I feel like it ups, you know, my odds of actually meeting someone in real life go up.
But now on Bumble, they give you only like 24 hours to contact the person, right?
So it better be on days that I'm not so busy. Otherwise, forget it.
Okay. So then you just
around
wait. You're like
sliding
16
doors.
Hours. Where is it? But, okay, now you said something. You were married. Are you looking to get married again?
I would get married again. I definitely, I don't have anything against the institution of marriage per se.
Even though it's outdated.
Is it outdated, though?
I don't know. That's the argument we make on this
you're
show.
Just laying it over. But why do you bring me in? To just make me
that's
feel bad about
reason.
My marriage?
No, not at all.
I think when
one
it's a good marriage,
workout.
I think when it's a good marriage, marriage is awesome.
Okay.
I think when it's a bad marriage, it can be a living hell.
Soul crushing.
Terrible.
Don't you ever find it interesting when you find like these couples that get divorced after like 60 years of marriage or 50 years of marriage? I've been running into people who are like in their 70s are getting divorced. I was like, wow.
And you know what's interesting about them too is I bet if you were to ask them when did they first think that they wanted to get divorced, they would have said something like 30 years ago.
Yes.
Like imagine all that time spent with someone that you absolutely cannot stand the way they look.
And like what would be the final straw where they're like, that's it. Like this is the final. Like what would make your final straw when you're 72 years? Like, okay, well, I put up with this, three wars, and now
I've told you every morning for the last 50 years that you have toothpaste on your lip. I'm just done.
Thing,
I'm not going to tell you
what
again.
Is
going
to be the thing that draws them over the line
the
at 72.
I'm sure it's something like completely innocuous like that, you know?
Be. So well, you said you made a point here that you said L.A. and Chicago. Is there a different style of dating?
So one of the things that I've noticed in L.A., in Chicago, it seems like when you meet someone you like, there's no, it doesn't feel hard to fall into a relationship with someone. the guys in Chicago seem to know how to lock it down. They make reservations. They call. Wow. They actually follow up. Maybe not you, Paul, but like the guys that I've
never
been
heard of that. Okay, yeah.
I just
now you know these are important things. What she's telling you is actually important.
What
for
were
your
the things again?
Dating.
I'm writing them down.
Locking it down. Making reservations. Following
plans,
through.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's not follow rocket science, and I feel like if any guy were to take those three things and use them in dating, whether it's with a woman he wants to bang or a woman he wants to marry, he will be successful.
Make some effort.
Just make a little effort. Right. It doesn't take a lot.
In L.A., that doesn't
happen? And I feel like in L.A., it's like you match up with somebody on Monday. You decide after texting back and forth a few times that you'll get together, let's say, Thursday or Friday, right? Yeah. So the whole week goes by. You don't hear from them at all. And then Thursday night around 5:30, they text you, so where did you want to meet tonight? And that puts you as a woman in a really awkward position.
It's presumptuous.
Well, why can't you text during that time frame and be like, hey, are we still on for Thursday?
So this touches on like my whole core belief system as a dating single out there, which is that, you know, women are built to receive and men are built to actually pursue women. So like I'm of the mind that if a guy is interested in me, he will show me that he's interested.
But on Bumble, the whole point of Bumble is that the women make the effort.
The women make the initial effort.
Oh, that's where you. That's where the.
It's up to you guys to lock it down,
right?
You
just, yeah.
So your interpretation of Bumble is the women.
Hello.
But the whole point of that app is women are in charge finally. So, wouldn't the argument then be that, well, you guys kind of have to take initiative as well now? Or you girls, I should
say. It sounds like it's giving men an opening, which is what they're always looking for.
And I think that's it. It's giving them a safe space where they can feel like you're going to say yes. And ultimately,
because their egos are too. They're like, Tinder was like too, like, no, I'm never going back again because nobody likes me.
Oh.
But here it's like, if they've contacted you, you think that.
At least it makes you feel empowered and emboldened.
And then the women's job is done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm kind of a rules girl. Every relationship
I can see that.
Every relationship I've ever been in, I haven't had to pursue the guy. And I find that in the relationships where I am pursuing, it never works. And maybe I'm just not pursuing in the right way. I don't know. But I'm not built that way. I need to feel the confidence that the guy is interested and he is making efforts to show me that. I mean, it's not like I have men banging down my door. But at the same time, I want to feel like I'm in, you know, I want to feel like I'm wanted and wanted.
It's nice to be wooed.
Exactly.
But I'm just playing devil's advocate here. So your example of the L.A. dater, which sounds a lot like some people I know here in Chicago.
Well, I'm a Chicago girl,
okay,
so like, let's not.
If he locked it in on Thursday, the date. Let's go with this hypothetical guy, and then he doesn't contact you till Friday. The date's at 8:00.
Oh no! He locked it in on Monday.
Monday,
and then he doesn't contact you until Thursday night. The night of the date.
There's no further communications. I think that there should be a little bit of chat back and forth.
Or at least earlier in the day. I feel like if a woman is having to wait, I'm a busy person, okay? The last thing I want to be doing is waiting until 2 hours before the date to find out if somebody really is interested in going out with me or not. Now, maybe he thinks that, oh, we locked it down, so it's definitely going to happen. Well, then you're not the right guy for me, and that's why when we met on Bumble, we never went out.
Wait, what? What? Did you guys meet on Bumble?
We did meet on Bumble.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But then we it didn't.
It turned professional.
It turned
quickly
into a professional relationship.
And I'm not talking about money left on any counters or anything. No.
I did not. I did not think that.
We're still working on our arrangements on the money. But my point is that and I say this, I have a lot of girlfriends who they ask me for advice and stuff, but like I feel like it's a two-way streak. Like you can just, if he did lock it in on Monday, in his mind, arguably, is, all right, it's a done deal. We have a date, and he's already looking forward to this date on Thursday, and then he's just locking up the details right before. If you're concerned that it's an off, you can just be like, hey, we're still on for Thursday, right?
And you know what?
That's all it takes. It's
I'm
not
with
a
her.
Lot of effort.
I think it's nice to know what's coming up on Thursday.
A woman wants to
you
feel
been
confident
for 20 years, so
in the guy that
on.
She's going out with, okay?
Right.
And I will often give the benefit of the doubt on the first get-together because you really don't know the person. You want to give them a chance and see. But if it happens a second time and you like the person or you have some kind of chemistry, then I think it's fair to say, you know, like, I've got a bunch of stuff going on next week, like when he goes to set the next date.
Right.
I think it's fair to say I've got a lot going on next week. Can you just text me the day before to confirm to be sure that we're still on? And I think that's totally fair. I don't need somebody to be sending me flowers every day, although that's nice.
Right.
But it would be...
Flowers?
There
Who
is
does that? So 1990s.
You just want to have confidence that it's happening, and I feel like it's up to the guy to lead.
And so to know that they're putting some thought into it.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So so what happened with
You're
this date on
this
Thursday?
Time. I like this. This scenario works out much better. Go ahead.
So what happened with this guy that did the 5:30 thing?
Oh, well, I mean, it lasted like all of 1 hour, and I you know, I knew
you
three.
You did go out with him, and then you're like, he already had one strike against him.
Well, yeah, and then when I saw him walking past the window, and he was like 30 pounds overweight, you know, beyond what his pictures showed, and he was 10 years older, I was like, forget it, that's it.
10 years older.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, going on online dating is a lot like looking for a house or an apartment. You know before you get out, curb appeal, okay?
Right.
Like, that's important, right? You know when you get out of the car whether or not you're going to like this house. Usually you know when you're looking online, but these days you can't really tell so
Sure,
much.
The lighting and the angles.
Oh, yeah, totally. So that, exactly. And then you walk through the front door, and there's two things at play here. One is how you feel when you're in that house, and the other thing is, do you like the general bones of the place? Can you work with this? Is this
bones.
Something
okay.
that you...
Right. How much has to be remodeled? What are we ripping out the carpet? Or
I mean, exactly. Look.
Does he buy his clothes on Groupon? I mean,
how much paint is this going
to
take? Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So for
Which
me,
I do, by the way.
I've always
That's
been
fine.
The kind of person where, like, I feel like I know pretty early on in a date whether or not this is something that I feel comfortable with, where it could go somewhere. So when I happen to have the misfortune of getting together with somebody where I sense it's not going to happen, I want to get out of there as fast as I can.
So how do you do
sure.
that?
Yeah, how do you
like
extricate yourself?
Yeah, how do you just go through the motions for the rest of the night, or do you just leave, or what?
So
what do you
I
do?
Limit it to one drink.
The first date.
Okay. I try, like, if I'm not interested, I will limit it to one drink. 45 minutes, I think, is like a polite amount of time to spend with someone that you have absolutely no future with or care about
what
in
if
any
you know
way.
Within the first 5 minutes? That 40 minutes.
She's still being polite.
Yeah.
I'm a nice person.
Okay.
I put effort into doing my hair, and who knows who I'll meet on the way out of the date. So
Fair.
I want to be sure that at least, like, I just think it's the nice thing to do. You're
minutes.
All making efforts. You're all traveling to get to wherever it is that you're going. It was funny. I matched up with a guy online recently in L.A. who said he only dates women on the west side, which is west of the 405 freeway, because anybody on the east side, it was just too much effort. And
no, this is what L.A. is like. I have friends who don't even have
sense.
Friends on different
And the funny thing
town.
Is, we're only like eight
it's like
miles apart.
In Chicago,
you know, we're only like exactly. We're only like 8 miles apart. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, he drew the line there, and it was funny because when we matched up, I was like, "How do you know that this is not going to be the like
worth
best
it.
Thing that ever happened to you?" Mm-hmm. But I just happen to live in West Hollywood, and he's like, "Because if you were the best thing that ever happened to me, you would be living next door."
Wow.
That was when I knew that this guy was not the kind of guy. Who's going to make any
effort,
effort whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's just it. Like, honestly, at base, all it is about the effort. If a guy just knew
Makes
that.
Effort.
A little bit, and a little goes a long way, because there's so many DBs out there who just don't even lift a finger and expect the woman to completely come running after him, and I'm just not about that.
Do you, have you had any dates that, obviously you've had a few, but have you had any dates where you're just like, they're just... nightmares, like you can't believe you're in this position?
No, but last, I just flew in on Friday night, and my mom took me out to dinner in Rosemont after she picked me up at O'Hare, and we were at Gibson's, and there was this guy there who was clearly on a date with some woman, and it was a blind date, and they were sitting at the table right next to us, and the poor guy, he was horrible and horrifying, and I would be terrified if I was on a date with him, talking about how much he drinks and all this stuff. Yeah, it was that.
Wow.
I could overhear. It was so uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable. And she got up at one point. She started texting on her phone, and he was silent for about 2 minutes, which was really awkward.
While they're sitting there.
And then she gets up and goes away. And I'm thinking to myself, she is calling her SOS girlfriend to, like, text
or
her
Uber.
To get – or whoever to get her out of
yes.
there. I've never been in that kind of a situation, fortunately. mine are usually much more awkward after like the fifth or sixth date when you finally decide to sleep with somebody and then you realize that they're not the right person for you. So extricating yourself out of that is even harder. but no.
Wait, you wait five or six dates? Like, I didn't hear anything after you said that. really? You get away with that in this economy? I don't know.
A girl's got to find a way to differentiate herself from the competition.
Eddie's looking at me like, hey.
I know it's been 20 years, but still, I mean, yeah.
Five or six dates is, no, that's good.
Yeah, especially if you're with someone you haven't known.
I mean, you figure.
Online, that makes sense.
And that's the thing, like, for me, online dating increasingly, as it's gotten older and, like, as I've gotten older, as it's just become sort of, you know, so commonplace, everybody just feels like complete strangers. And they are.
Well, you got to start with that premise, right?
Right. I mean, but they totally are. In a way that back when JDate was first created or online dating was first created and I met my husband, the novelty of meeting someone online made it feel familiar in some way. It made it feel magical, just like it would if you were to meet somebody on the street or in real life, right?
So it sounds like you've always been internet dating.
It's a way.
Okay. Do you meet people outside of...
Totally. And okay. In fact, in the last 4 years, I would say that every relationship that I've had, or 3 years, every relationship I've had has been a real world setup.
Organic ones. Or
an organic relationship in one way or another.
Have you met... So the last date you had, excluding your... the last relationship you had, excluding your husband, that was met or you... organically at a bar or something?
Just through friends or like mutual shared groups that we belong to. Book clubs, art clubs.
You're like, hey, we're reading Catcher in the Rye. You know who really likes this book too?
Let's go listen to Lake Wobegon on a Sunday morning.
Oh,
I
wow.
love Lake Wobegon and coffee in the New York Times in bed. No, okay. Not sweaty balls. No, I'm just kidding.
Sweaty balls. Have you found yourself in a situation where you really like somebody and it just turned out that they disappeared?
Yeah, in fact, recently, well, I don't know if I would say that I really like them. Paul and I were having this conversation about how I think that your subconscious looks out for you.
Oh.
If you're an intuitive
person, or sabotage.
But if you're an intuitive person, your subconscious will control the outcome of certain situations. So I was just seeing a guy, really sweet man, very nice, divorced 2 years, he had a young child, and he was really into it from the get-go, which is always a red flag for me, because when a guy gets into it really quickly, you know, there's only one way to go from there, which is out, you know, like, usually
right.
it'll fizzle out.
But they're making the effort. Like
but they're making
said.
The effort, so I'm going along, and I'm excited about it, because here's finally a guy who's calling, who's texting, who's making
Every
it known
hours,
that he...
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm just using it as a new
2 hours and 33 minutes.
but he's keeping track
right.
on the stopwatch.
And he's looking, you know, it's obvious that he's looking for a real relationship. And that's what it feels like. It's engendering confidence in the thing. So 2 weeks in, he's like, are you seeing anybody else? And I'm wanting to take it slow because he's still a complete stranger. So I say to him, you know, I feel like the slower we go, the faster we'll get there. So let's just get to know
what
each other.
Great way to put it. Write that down for yourself.
I feel like that sentence doesn't make sense, but you know what? We're not going to go into semantics
okay.
here. We
so
get
I'll just go
to trust.
So I just want to go slow. I want to get to know you as a person. Like, let's just, you know, whatever. We'll hang out. It'll be great. 3 weeks in, it's when would you like to meet my kid? And so
Yikes,
now I'm starting
early.
To feel a little pressure, but I'm still very interested, and I'm thinking, okay, this guy's thinking seriously about me. So 4.5 weeks in, or 4 weeks in, I don't even remember, I said to him, I said, you know, I just woke up this morning, I realized I haven't been on Bumble in like a week. And it felt really good to not even want to be doing that. And that's what I mean by the slower you go, the faster you get there. In other words, you'll wake up and you just realize that you want to be with that person.
So you met this guy on Bumble.
Then. Yes.
Okay.
And so I said to him, I said, you know, I haven't been on in like a week. I don't think I want to go back on, so maybe we should give it a shot. And the very next day, I started to feel like he was pulling away. And then over the course of the weekend, we exchanged maybe 2 or 3 text messages. And I just felt like it wasn't happening. And so on Monday, I asked him about it. Just said, you know, I'm feeling a little disconnected. Just wondering how you're feeling and what's up. and we're not seeing each other anymore.
What did he say?
He said he's not ready for a relationship. That, like, by getting close to me, he came to realize what it.
But
you
he
know.
Was the one that was pushing for it up front.
And
see?
That's
see,
just
a,
it.
And a month sounds about, because I remember in college, that's how long it's been since I've been dating, but I remember the same similar thing. Like, after a couple of days, this guy's like, I really see a future with you. And we were 21. And within a month, he was like, I can't stand the sight of you.
Well, and to the point of going slow, too, it's like you're also protected. So I said to him, you know, as we were kind of wrapping it up on the phone, I just said to him, he's like, you know, I hope you're not too upset. I said, I'm not so upset. I said, believe me, in like a week, it's going to be like a blip on my radar. Like, it won't even be a big deal. And I didn't mean it hurtfully. I just meant
that's
like.
That's what you said to him?
Yeah, because like, I hadn't. I didn't dive in. You know, I wasn't like all in there to
maybe
begin with.
Maybe he sensed it. Maybe he sensed that you weren't.
But I was on my way, and if he could have just, you know, if it
if he just
a little,
one more time,
a little,
a week.
Please.
That wasn't it.
I needed at least 17 more calls a week to make it worth my while. No,
to lock that
if
down.
There's one thing you've learned about me by now, it's that I'm like super high maintenance.
No, the
call,
thing
so.
That we learned is that it takes 4 or 5 dates to get to
to really
base.
Know.
Yeah.
So
I think it's reasonable. It was 5 or 6.
I'm not good. Well,
but chipping away.
3 or 4. Yeah, we just try to chip away.
To his point, to his credit, though, good for him for realizing where his boundaries were, what he was capable of giving and not giving, and like, I think that that's something as you get older in your 30s. It becomes harder to make accommodations for other people, you know?
Yeah, the older you get, you're not willing to, you become more stubborn.
Yeah.
You're set in your ways.
Right.
Especially if you've been single for 40 years. Let's just
and
go with 40.
And you don't want to feel like you're playing games because then, I mean, and to not analyze it because you don't want to think, oh, what if I hadn't told him I haven't been on Bumble? Was it just that he liked pursuing me?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm glad all of that.
I'm glad,
glad
you
I
did.
Said
yeah.
something because here's the thing. I didn't want it to go on for 3 months.
If
and
it
then
wasn't going to.
If it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yes.
And frankly, if he was going to pull the rug out from under me anyway, better to do it before I get invested.
Yes.
That's where I disagree. Yes. I feel like being the king of the 2 to 3 relationships that I am, I feel like everything always ends around that time because people are like, well, where is this going? But then I always, I mean, why does everything have to go
I've
anywhere?
Been in a lot of relationships that have gone somewhere. And what does it mean to go somewhere, right? I guess 4 months, 5 months feels like, you know, that's a 6 months is a bona fide relationship to me, okay?
So 6 is, I feel like three anything
over 3 months?
100 days is
okay, a, fine.
90 days, sometimes 40.
But
I mean, it depends on how
every
many
time I've gotten into a relationship with someone where it's actually gone someplace, and I'm using air quotes because
nobody can see
it works
you
well.
Know, right. I feel like I never once had to have any conversations like that. I never asked my girlfriends for advice about what I should do. I never had to approach him and say, how are you feeling?
Yes.
I mean, please, if there's anything like more horrifying in a relationship, it's like being so spineless and mealy mouthed that you have to ask the other person, how do you feel about me? Do you really want to keep going? Forget it. No way. No, thank you.
Because that's come up with the guys where they talk about where's it going? What's, you know, what's the plan?
I feel like you should know. If it's the
I
right thing
like
at this
you
point,
asking,
you feel
yeah.
it's over. Once you start asking, yeah. it's over. So if you're going to ask, this is to my point about the subconscious. If you're going to ask, it's your subconscious telling you this isn't the right deal.
Right.
I've been in situations before where I've had doubts, okay? I've kept my mouth shut because I was interested in seeing where the relationship would go. And it always went to that 3 month mark or that 4 month mark or that 5 month mark. And then it didn't go anyplace
right.
beyond that because of the red flags that presented themselves
but why,
early
but here's
on.
My question. Like, when you walk away from those relationships that you realized didn't go anywhere, so to say, were you like, pissed? I mean, you still had a great relationship for whatever you call it for that time frame. It's still a healthy thing. Like, you weren't angry with the person. I mean, I'm assuming you were still, are you still in contact with those people?
Most of the people that I date, I'm still friends with.
Wow.
See, that's the same way I am. Like, people are always like, well, you're not, you know, I've been in relationships for 2 to 3 months quite often, but I've never, like, I have had the conversation, where is this going? And my answer is, well, why does anything have to go anywhere?
Well,
and that usually ends up with them leaving or hanging up the phone or
because they're ready for something and you're
yeah.
not.
They have goals.
Well,
not that you have to have goals. Your goal is to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas they
why can't you just enjoy the person's company? Their goal
you're not
is
wrong.
I'm sorry. You were
no.
So So the last 5 month relationship that I got out of, which was last year,
that you phrased it. The way that you phrased
running for my life
that ended. It was a little painful, I will admit, because by 5 months you've met some of their friends, you've met their family in some cases, or I did in this case, and you start to make accommodations for the other person, where you start looking at them and what they are and who they are, and you start saying to yourself, okay, I can live with that, I can live with that. That bothers me a little bit, but I think that's doable, right? So you have hope for a future together. And I think 5 months is painful only because you've made it that far where you've made some of those accommodations and you start to feel like, if only, right? If only this guy hadn't turned his crap around on me, or if only, you know, he didn't have...
Called one more time a day.
Right, exactly. Whatever. Exactly.
But go ahead, what were you
going to
say?
No. But my point was that, you know, I know a lot of people... So 5 months when we broke up was really painful, and I did the math. I looked at how much of my lifespan, if I live to be 80, is 5 months. And when I saw that it was only like half of 1% of my entire life, I was like, oh, please, not a big deal at all. Like, who cares?
Another blip.
And then another blip, right, yes. Exactly. My whole life is populated by blips.
But you also had an enjoyable 5 months. I mean, it sounds like these relationships, whether they're 2 months, 3 months, or whatever, you're enjoying your period of time with this other person. It's not like you're like, oh, if I wasn't dating him, I could have been going to Cubs games more or whatever.
I think it just depends. I think it just depends on how it goes. Look, if it was really all that, you know, rosy at a time, we would still be together. There were things that happened in that 5 months that I look back and I kick myself for having stuck it out through that. So I'll give you one example, since, you know,
sure.
Juicy personal story.
Otherwise mysterious. What was...
Yes.
So we were getting ready to go to Temple. It was the high holidays.
You would go to holidays with this guy?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The 5 month.
Oh, yeah.
This is the 5 month.
Yeah,
okay.
And I was wearing Spanx under my dress because I don't feel comfortable going to Temple with everything hanging out all over the place. It just feels sacrilegious.
Smooth lines.
Yeah, exactly.
These are things.
And in LA, there's really very little difference between Temple in LA and the Wynn in Vegas. You know, the women, the way they dress, like you can get,
wow.
you know, you get the
wow.
whole bandage dress thing going and the thong lines. And that's just not me. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a very conservative North Shore kind of situation where I just didn't need to have everything hanging out for all the world to see, and God, right?
Sure.
He didn't need
that's
to
fair.
Know.
So I'm in my Spanx,
getting dressed, and mind you, I'm not like I'm not overweight. I'm fit. I'm a
sure.
you know attractive
Absolutely.
Person.
I vouch for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
they'll
you. Guys.
Absolutely.
And he walks in and he sees me in my Spanx, and I'm a little embarrassed because Spanx are silly looking. They're like biker shorts that are nude skin colored, right? And like I have them hiked up, you know, all the way, and I'm like, oh, look at me in my Spanx, and I start doing some kind of funny, silly dance. And later, he told me that he found it very unattractive because it reminded him of his mother.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
that's
no.
That's where you check out.
And that was one of those things where, like, man, I wish I would have had a great one-liner at that point and just gotten the hell out of there, you know? Like, I wished I could have, like, picked up the picture of his mother on his nightstand and been like, do you look at your mother and look at me? Look at your mother and look at me. Do I look like your mother? I don't think I look like your mother.
Wow.
Plus, she's like 70 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know,
wow.
I mean, dude. And frankly, if you've seen your mother in Spanx, I don't even
yeah.
want to know what that whole situation was all about.
But
so.
What I think you knew is that if he was going to humiliate you or make you feel little, I mean, that's kind of what something like
and
that is.
And then you start extrapolating out, right?
Yes.
Like you drop a pill on the floor and he tells you, you're not going to take that, are you, after like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like, dude, if we have kids, they're going to be eating their own poop. I mean, honestly,
what?
True story.
How did you get that from the...
Well,
it's
no,
a long connection.
She has relatives.
No, but the point is that life is messy,
yes.
right? And nobody is perfect.
Yeah.
And I think the whole key to success in dating is none of us is perfect, but we're perfect for somebody else, right? Or we're perfect for someone.
And you want to feel positive. Safe dancing around in your Spanx.
Please. That's sexy.
Not
it could be
on the day of the Lord. I don't know.
I don't I don't know. I mean, look, it's fine. Leaving something to the imagination never hurts. But
once you're in a comfortable place, I think that you should feel, you know, you don't want to feel like you're going to be, you know, made fun of or humiliated. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, in that relationship for me was the case of me being okay with some of his issues so long as he kept them to himself. But as soon as he turned the camera onto me and the spotlight shined on my imperfections.
And your spanks.
Or my spanks or my whatever, my 5-second rule. At that point, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my pill and I'm going to wear my spanks and I'm going to go do it with somebody else. So thank you so much.
What's the pill?
An Advil. It was just an Advil that I dropped on the floor and 3 seconds later.
She remembers it.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Because that, for me, was the turning point where I was like, wow.
Good on you.
Then how long did you take to extrapolate from that date?
How many weeks did it go from there? Oh, it was like 2 weeks after that. Yeah. It was like 2 or 3 weeks.
It's like 2 weeks notice. That's like standard for any employment opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You have to make sure that it's worth cutting loose.
I wanted to be sure I was going to get my Cobra. At least for the 2 weeks. Yeah. A girl has needs. What can I say?
Hold out.
That's perfect timing to end the show. Well,
you're cutting us loose? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. On that note,
we're out of time, please. Tune in to cable television to see my next greatest hits, I Married Beneath Me and Last Chance Bride.
Nice.
Those are coming out soon.
Oh,
so.
Great.
Do we know which network?
Just kidding. I just completely made that up.
I thought, like, we were all in. We were like, this is
great. I was right when I was
married
gonna ask
beneath
you to plug
me.
Everything.
Wait a minute. That's, have you pitched
no, I have
that?
A series. I have a pilot that I'm in production on for National Geographic right now. It's really exciting.
Congratulations.
Called Critical Mass. Thank you.
Where can people find out more about you other than on Bumble and JSwipe? Where can people...
you can log on to my website, RebeccaHalpern.com.
H-A-L-P-E-R-N.
Correct. And there you'll find my Twitter feed, my standard About Me page, and a contact page. So if you need to get a hold of me, you can do it that way.
You guys, please check her out. And if
I have
you
more questions after we're done, so you go ahead and wrap this up.
And if you see her on Bumble, now you know her rules.
Swipe right.
Swipe right.
And lock it down. Make reservations.
Make
follow
goddamn
through. Call.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Please check us out. Well, you already are, because it's singles only.
Laugh Factory Network.